About halfway through the Saturday night dance, she and I had gone out for a smoke. It was a mild night, and along Lingle's brick north side, maybe 20 couples were hugging and kissing by the light of the moon rising over Chadbourne Hall. Carol and I joined them. Before long, I had my hand inside her sweater. I rubbed my thumb over the smooth cotton of her bra cup, feeling the stiff little rise of her nipple. My temperature was also rising. I could feel hers rising as well. She looked into my face with her arms still locked around my neck and said, "If you really want to put your hand there, I think you owe somebody a phone call, don't you?" "There's time," I told myself as I drifted toward sleep. "There's plenty of time for studying, plenty of time for phone calls, plenty of time." Skip Kirk blew an anthropology quiz, ended up guessing at half of the answers and getting a 58. He got a C- on an advanced calc quiz and only did that well because his last math course in high school had covered some of the same concepts. We were in the same sociology course and he got a D- on the quiz, scoring a bare 70. And we weren't the only ones with problems. Ronnie was a winner at hearts, better than $50 up in 10 days of play, if you believed him. No one completely did, although we knew he was winning. But a loser in his classes. He flunked a French quiz, blew off the little English paper in the class we shared. "Who gives a fuck about ties? I eat at McDonald's," he said. And scraped through a quiz in some other history division by scanning an admirer's notes just before class. Kirby McClendon had quit shaving and began gnawing his fingernails between deals. He also began cutting significant numbers of classes. Jack Frady convinced his advisor to let him drop Statistics 1, even though ad drop was officially over. "I cried a little," he told me matter-of-factly one night in the lounge as we bitch-hunted our way toward the wee hours. "It's something I learned to do in dramatics club." Lenny Doria tapped on my door a couple of nights later while I was cramming. Nate had been in the rack for an hour or more, sleeping the sleep of the just and the caught up, and asked me if I had any interest in writing a paper about Crispus Atticus. He had heard I could do such things. He'd pay a fair price, Lenny said. He was currently $10 up in the game. I said I was sorry, but I couldn't help him. I was behind a couple of papers myself. Lenny nodded and slipped out.